This GCN program brought to you by Frederick Remington, Fully Cooked Bacon, the thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry. Available at FullyCookedBacon.com. That's FullyCookedBacon.com.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Wow. Then those would be the logical nations to include, but we didn't. So how do you explain that, Chris?
I explain it by you wanting to go with the original model to make it easier to pass because you were mimicking what Obama did and therefore masking your true intention was to not make it about travel, make it about Muslims. And as you well know, in your own rhetoric, but the president's, he has said time and again that he thinks there's a problem with Islam and that he thinks that Muslims may have a problem with us. And as you know, with what we're seeing in the UK right now, attachments to the community of Muslims is so important. And the concern is that a move like this, trumpeted by the president in the midst of crisis in the UK, sends an ugly message to our Muslim community here in the United States.
Well, unfortunately, what you've just spun is classic fake news.
What is fake about what I said? What is factually inaccurate?
It is. There are no facts there. You are saying we use an Obama-era analysis.
No, you used his executive order. You duped the same country.
To cloak our intention. Right. Can you give me one piece of evidence for that?
Yes, the language. You picked the same countries. Was that a coincidence? No.
No, because that's
right.
What government
okay,
does.
Okay, so there's
government
your first fact. You picked the same countries. That's
but
a fact.
But what is your proof that we had another intent? Give me just one piece
of language.
Proof.
The language that's from the president, the same thing that district courts have seized upon, was that he clearly wants to keep Muslims out of the country. Right or wrong, the people voted for Donald Trump in part on that issue, but his intention is clear.
So that must be the intention of the Obama order as well. Iraq under the Obama administration, and the administration didn't even tell anybody. Why is that?
I don't know exactly about their not telling people.
But
what I do know
Obama?
Is that the United States administration worked very closely with Iraq in particular to build up its vetting capabilities because of the unique nature of the threat there. And that's why there was the concern when you guys included Iraq and then you took Iraq off the list, which then raised questions about security intentions, because obviously you have more concerns of people coming out of Iraq than the other countries.
All right, let's get beyond your spin. Let's talk about
facts. I don't think it's spin. I think that it's a little bit of logic that you're having a tough time dealing with, especially in light of what the president said.
We're here to do one thing. We're not here to discuss your spin. We're here to protect Americans. So answer me this question. When the last administration forbade the State Department from looking at the public postings on the Facebook pages of foreigners applying for visas to America, do you think that was a good move?
I think that you have to judge the administration
yes
by
no.
How safe. Oh, but
yes
look,
or no.
It's not for me to opine on it.
Of course, I'm not going to opine on it. You backed me in the corner. You checkmated me. I'm going to, you know, it is absolutely absurd here. And this is part of the problem that we have in this country, is because political correctness is still in vogue to a degree. And we're not even arguing the merits of what this is all about. And this is what Sebastian Gorka, Dr. Gorka, was bringing to bear on Chris Cuomo and exposing him for the ideologue that he is that he doesn't even want to, you know, consider asking a question that has to do with the safety of, you know, his own listeners. Why would we not want to be concerned about protecting our own listeners? Why is it that because you have this ideology that's so anti-Trump that you're going to just throw logic out the door and then claim somehow that you are the captain of logic and reason when it's clear that you've abandoned both in order to stick with your ideology? It's not about, you know, that's why Dr. Gorka says, hey, we're not here about doing spin and fake news. We're just here about protecting the people. And this is what the people voted for. Oh, yeah, back in November, didn't they? They want protection. They don't want what's happening in England to happen here in America. I'm not sure how that is all bad, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Bill Martinez. It's 5 minutes after the top of the hour.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop me. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop me.
Hey, we're back with the American 6 minutes after the top of the hour. It's always great to have you along with us. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. You can hear our past interviews, share them with your friends and neighbors, spread the good word. Look at it. If we're going to get this country back on track, let's face it, it requires all hands on deck. And thank you for joining in and activating your citizenship. We have to, you know, remember and keep in mind that we need to stay vigilant. And the fight continues. And with us right now is Dr. Dennis Durrell, I should say, author of Your Healthcare Playbook, Winning the Game of Modern Medicine. Dr. Durrell, good to have you with us. How you doing?
I'm doing great. Nice to be here.
Hey, good to have you back with us. In a recent article, you've been echoing the words of what we've been saying here, and I think that we're hearing a lot from Main Street America, and that you know, Main Street is kind of having had its fill with all this fussing and this political stuff, and they're starting to pick up the phone and tell their legislators, hey, get to work. You know, start doing what it is that we elected you to do, and let's legislate and let's get this country back on track. Is that what you're seeing?
Absolutely. Yeah, I'm seeing a lot of frustration with the fact that we have major issues that need to be taken care of in healthcare, mm-hmm. and we seem to be sidetracked with all these other issues, and I think we really want something to be done to help people out today, because in a recent poll by Consumer Reports, 60% of Americans are very concerned that they can't afford their own health care. And secondly, 41% said they're afraid the quality of the care they're going to get isn't what they would want or expect. And I think that, you know, when you have the public that concerned and you have a bill before the Senate, we need to get something done.
Yeah, without a doubt. I mean, you know, fortunately, and this was the same case when Obamacare first went into effect, is I guess, and you would know these numbers better than I do, Dr. Durrell, that probably about, 10% plus or minus of the citizenship is dealing with something of a major health consequence. It's scattered enough to where it's not... you know, we're not dealing, you know, we're hearing a lot of uncertainty, but it's, thank God we're not having something that is really, absolutely catastrophic in a large number situation. But for that 10% or so, the rest of us need to be speaking, because it's a matter of time that we could be pretty much, in that 10% being affected by, the lack of health care or the confused health care system that we're dealing with right now, don't you say?
Absolutely, and that's why I wrote this book. I mean, the book is filled with stories of my family members and patients that I've taken care of. Mm-hmm. And even just last week, I had a very good friend. She lives in Michigan, and she had a relapse of her leukemia, and she called me. She wanted to know where to go for her bone marrow transplant. And, you know, this is a real thing every day for patients. And we need guidance, and I think we need some security that we have a confident system of health care that we can count on.
Well, Dennis, you've been looking at this for a long time, and, you know, here it is. We've got Republicans who've been dealing with this, you know, for 7 years. They've been saying repeal, replace, and it's disappointing that they, when it comes down to it, and they have the power, they seem to lack the political will to make something happen. It almost leads me to believe that they are the wrong people for the job. And I would say Republicans or Democrats, because it's almost like they've gotten in the way of what should be handled locally, as opposed to, you know, a one-size-fits-all federal type of idea.
I completely agree. And I think that if you look at the innovation that different states have done with different models, it's unbelievable. Maine had the very high-risk invisible health pools.
Mm-hmm.
You know, other states have now had some legislation on drug pricing, for example, where they're trying to get a hold of that. So I think that you're right. But the other thing that I would say is that Congress, in my opinion, whether it's the Democrats or the Republicans, have not brought in the frontline experts, the experts in healthcare, the doctors, the nurses, the people that are on the ground to really help advise them about some of these things. And I would love to see the Senate have a panel come in to really help them, or do it informally, do it individually. But I think that they're missing that on the federal level. But I do agree, let the local states and even cities do their own innovation.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. I mean, if we can, the way I look at it is that there are segments. I mean, Rand Paul has spoken of this, that, you know, you could join, he uses AARP as an example, some association that you could get together and you know, leverage through volume and size your insurance cost for prescription drugs, all this sort of thing. But I'm hearing in direct pay instances, in fact, we had, you know, Dr. Josh Arnst on, and I may be saying his last name wrong, but he was on with us and talking about direct pay. Now, if we have a larger number of people involved in setting up their own health care in a direct pay kind of platform, then, you know, that's going to take pressure off, you know, trying to look at this thing in the larger scheme, don't you think?
Absolutely. I think we need to have more flexibility with these models, whether it's on the patients that are very sick. I think that there are companies I know that go to insurance companies or they go to states, and they basically say, I will take care of those sickest 5% of patients. It's fine. That's what we do every day. Mm-hmm. They have models. They go visit them in their homes, and they have care coordination, and it's unbelievable. And they're actually saving money and improving quality. Mm-hmm. The one thing is, let them innovate with the patients that are very sick and pull them out of the regular pool. Secondly, let patients do a direct pay model. They're already having a high deductible. So I completely agree that we need to have on both ends of the spectrum, the very sicker patients and the patients that aren't sick at all, but actually have to have checkups and health care, let them do a direct pay model.
Exactly.
That would balance the pool. I think it would balance these risk pools.
Yeah, Dr. Josh Umber is his name with Atlas MD, who's got, I think, 500 satellite offices, and it's growing every week where more doctors are getting involved with that direct pay model. I mean, sure. His patients are paying around $50 a month, get to see the doctor as often as they want. Prescription drugs pricing out about 10 cents on the dollar compared to what we're paying for it right now. I mean, it's a heck of a deal. I mean, our audience says, hey, I want that deal. Where is it? Well, give them a call and see if you've got somebody nearby, or encourage a doctor. Because every doctor I've spoken with, unless they've got a settled, already established entity and a model that's working for them, they like this idea a whole lot, just like what you're talking about.
It takes a lot of the waste out of the system. You're going to get a cash payment. You don't have to fight with an insurance company. It's good for the patients, good for the doctors. And I do believe this direct pay model in some version is going to be a key to the future.
Well, you know, even if it takes care of 30%, 40% of the people out there looking for health care, now we're not dealing with, 100%. And then again, we get the fingers of the government out of it to claim some sort of credit. We don't have a whole lot to give them credit for, other than that we had a healthcare system before where people, even like Scott, our producer, says, hey, look, at all I know is I had insurance before, from my company that I was working for. Now I have none, and I'm paying a lot more. It's an absolute mess. More from Dr. Dennis Durrell. Stay with us, America.
Many books have been written regarding the law of attraction, but what if all these books are missing the most important information we can use when it comes to activating this law in our lives? The new book, It's Time to Align, the most powerful self-help book ever written by Alan Lottinger, takes a look at how the law of attraction really works and how it is being suppressed in our lives. Learn how to overcome this manipulation and how to experience alignment with the creative power of the universe. Get the new book, It's Time to Align, available at Amazon.com.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know. The credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Warning, if you've recently declared bankruptcy, you're going to want to cover your ears. Because there's an alternative to bankruptcy, and it could be better than you'd ever think possible. But if you've already declared bankruptcy and have missed this opportunity, you'll want to cover your ears now. Here it is. Right now, the company that has resolved more credit card debt than anyone in the U.S. may be able to settle your debt too. You can resolve your debt with one low monthly program payment. If you call right now and qualify, Freedom Debt Relief will show you how low your monthly program payment could be for free. Call now. 1-800-660-1297. That's 1-800-660-1297. If you're struggling with debt, this could be your answer. And the bigger your debt, the more money you could save. To find out for free how much of your hard-earned money Freedom Debt Relief could help you save, call now. 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
Last summer.
Bill Martinez live.
Hey, the way you like me fresh every day, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Welcome back, America. 19 minutes after the top of the hour, our conversation with Dr. Dennis Durrell continues, a physician as well as a VP, National Medical Director for BPCI Services at Team Health, one of the largest suppliers of healthcare professional staff and integrated care providers in the country. Dr. Durrell, you know, as we wait on Congress to make a move here, well, a lot of people are just left waiting. And your book, your healthcare playbook, Winning the Game of Modern Medicine, says, A, don't wait. Take your healthcare in your own hands and be proactive about the solution, because we could be waiting a lot longer. And the way it looks, the way, you know, these legislators, some of the ideas that are being bantered about here, I just don't see it as the answer for us.
I completely agree. And you got to think about some things that you can do today. For example, if you don't have a health savings account, if you don't, then you should. And that's something today that you can actually use. And if you're doing a model that you mentioned, like a direct pay or you have a high deductible, you can use the money tax pre-tax to spend on that. So there are a lot of things you can do today. Another thing that you can do is if you have to get an MRI and you're in a high deductible situation, get online, look at the prices in your area. You're going to pay anyway. So you can get a better value if you just be proactive and look for the value as a consumer of healthcare, because we can't really wait for some of these things that are going to happen. So, you know, get those things ahead of time. Another thing is if you're going to have a surgery, call to the hospital and find out what your payment is going to be, your part, and tell them you're going to pay cash or you'll pay up front and they give you a discount. That's another thing. So there's a lot of things that you can do to really get the best quality and cost of healthcare today.
See, businessmen like you and I, we were raised with this stuff, so this is second nature. But for most of America, especially some that have been conditioned to say, well, first of all, it was something was being handled at work, but now the government comes in and says, hey, look, we're your daddy, we'll take care of you. And we're, you know, too many people are just sitting here, and they're getting overrun by this, and it's no wonder that they're, you know, they're very concerned and lost in this. And some of them who not that long ago were saying, get Obamacare out of here, they're just saying, well, it's better to have something. You know, it's kind of like the, you know, bird in the hand versus a bird in the bush kind of thing here. And they're just kind of acquiescing as opposed to heeding your call. And they need to pick up a copy of your book and be encouraged that people are doing this. They're making direct. I've been doing this for 12 years. I think last time when we talked, Dr. Durrell, I've been telling you for the last 12 years, you know, I found out the game early, you know, just as you said earlier. You know, these docs that have to rely on insurance and they're waiting 90, 120 days to get payment, you know, then they have to pay somebody administratively to manage all that paperwork, which runs anywhere 35 to 40%. So if you come in and, you know, cash is king still, and you go to the doctor, go, hey, what's my rate if if I pay you cash? You know, in every case, I've been able to save, you know, at least 50%.
Absolutely. And don't be afraid. You know, physicians want this. I really want patients to become empowered, and I want them to start to look at healthcare as something that they own and that they can drive. Physicians don't mind that, and you know what? This is one of the most important things you're going to do for your entire life. So shouldn't you put a little more effort into this? I mean, think about the effort you use when you're looking online to buy something or you're going to get a new car. So, yeah, I think patients shouldn't be afraid. And the other thing is make sure that when you're going to have something done, I put it in three categories. Is it needed? Is it not needed? Or do I want it? And you and the doctor should talk about those three things, because honestly, there's blurred lines between those. And before you have something done, a test or a procedure, find out which bucket it's in and make sure you and your doctor agree on that. And that's another thing that could save a lot of money for you.
Exactly. Well, you know, going back to what you were saying earlier in terms of, you know, negotiating with these docs and empowering yourself with your health care, you know, the good news is, unlike the old days, this type of health care, which you control yourself, moves with you no matter what job you're dealing with, right?
Completely. lightly. And that's the beauty of it. When you're doing something with cash like this or through health savings accounts, it doesn't matter about networks. It doesn't matter about narrowing or this place or that place. You can take it anywhere, and any doctor is going to accept cash, as you know.
Exactly. Well, Dennis, you know, you just mentioned something really important here, and that is, and you write about it in your book, in discovering how your doctor can become your coach. I think one of the big complaints that I hear coming out of doctors' offices is that I just don't get to spend enough time with my doctor, you know, because it just seems that ever since docs have been regulated now to have this national database, they spend more time with, the electronics than they actually do in delivering health care. You know, is that fair?
That is not fair, and that's regulation, and that's exactly right. A recent study, as you probably read, showed that 50% of doctors' time is behind a computer now documenting notes. Now, why are they documenting those notes? Because they have to justify it for Medicare or insurance. And the model that we just talked about, you don't have to worry about that. So I think in the future, we need to back down on what we're asking doctors to do in that 5-10 minute visit. Pull away and do more models where they're getting paid a payment up front, or they're getting paid a cash payment, or they're getting paid to take care of 5,000 patients, and they don't have to justify a note every single day. So
right,
I think
exactly.
That's the way to do it. Absolutely.
Well, and in your book also, you address taking control of the powerful forces on your team, because you look at it as your own healthcare team. And I like the way you approach this, is that it is a it's a collaborative effort. You're no longer just, going in there and, taking orders and a prescription from the man in the white coat and the nursing staff. You are really engaging the doctor accordingly. And I got to imagine, even for the doctor himself, Dennis, that this is especially rewarding when it becomes a collaborative type of process, doesn't it?
That's exactly what doctors want. Trust me. We love it when a patient is engaged and they might have their family member there and they think that I'm accountable for part of a plan too, and we all are working together as a team. We get excited about that. That's what we live to do, to help patients that want to do that in a proactive way. And healthcare is teams of teams, remember? So it's very fragmented. So you have to say, look, I'm the most valuable player. I'm going to make sure my team is united and we're all around me. So and more and more, there's going to be different nurse practitioners, and there's going to be people doing things that the doctors aren't doing anymore because they're so busy, to your point before. And it becomes even more important to be in control of your team then. But absolutely, this is what doctors want. They love to help people that are engaged. So I would never, don't worry about being too proactive about taking control of your healthcare team. Because when you don't, that's when bad things happen and fumbles and balls are dropped, and patients can do this.
Yeah, you'll be overlooked, and the doctor's on to his next patient. You know, being the most important patient at that moment with the doctor, it's a win-win proposition. So, ladies and gentlemen, the cautionary tale here is if you're waiting on the government, I guess, without sounding too cynical, and even though this sounds it, it's just, good luck. And hopefully what you're getting out of this conversation with Dr. Dennis Durrell is that you need to be proactive about your health care. And it's available. It's here. You don't have to wait on the government. Forget about what they decide to do, repealing, replace, and all that other insanity. You know, you've got family that has needs, your own needs when it comes to health. And I'd say one of the first things you can do for yourself is get your hands on Dr. Durrell's book, Your Healthcare Playbook, Winning the Game of Modern Medicine. You got to understand what the field of play is like and how it can work and where you can tilt the field in your advantage. And why not? Because other people are doing that, right?
Absolutely. Don't wait. You can do this today. And people, every loved ones are in hospitals now. It'll help you stay safe. You really need to pick this up because there's no greater wealth than your health in your entire life.
Brought to you by Sodexo. 22 million children across the U.S. participate in free and reduced-price meal plans through the National School Lunch Program. But when school lets out, only 1 in 7 kids who may need free summer meals will get them. The summer can be a challenging time for parents to feed their kids when grocery bills increase as much as $300 per month. By partnering with clients, suppliers, and local hunger relief organizations, Sodexo's Summer Meals program is bridging the gap. Jennifer Williamson is with the Sodexo Stop Hunger Foundation.
Sodexo employees see these kids every day in the 500 school districts we serve across the U.S. Knowing that some of them go without meals during the summer is why we have programs like Feeding Our Future, which to date has provided 5 million free meals to children nationwide.
Tom Nelson serves as the president of the No Kid Hungry campaign.
Sodexo and our partners are dedicated to ensuring that no child goes hungry during the summer months.
To find a summer meal program in your area, text food or comida to 877-877.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything. Your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2. Call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-945-1063. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-945-1063. Step 3. Congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-945-1063. That's 1-800-945-1063.
Lower taxes, less government, and self-reliance. They live here. Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, are you looking to add more versatility to your meals, snacks, and desserts? Well, it's time to find new inspiration in a place you might not expect. Now you can discover the fresh possibilities in your grocer's dairy aisle. Today's dairy aisles have evolved over the years, if you haven't noticed, from exotic flavors, unique combinations, and pairings to innovative packaging. Dairy products are way more than just your average fridge staples. This is not your mom's dairy product.
Yeah.
Aisle anymore, is it? No. While families are still purchasing milk, eggs, and butter, the evolution of yogurts and cheeses have expanded and boomed in popularity. Additionally, milk alternatives are available in a variety of options and creating buzz for its health benefits. As you heard in the background a little bit, CeCe Carmichael is with us, and this is getting to be a regular thing. CeCe, I got to tell you, ever since last time we talked, when I go down the frozen food aisle, I look at it a lot differently. So now we're going to go down the grocery dairy aisle, and you're probably going to open up a whole new vista for us now, right?
Just wait till I'm done with you. You'll never look at it the same way again.
Well, great. Well, CeCe Carmichael, of course, classically trained chef, lifestyle expert, and TV personality. It's an honor to have you back with us. So, hey, let's talk Dairy Month, because June is National Dairy Month. So what do you got to share with us on the... fresh ideas in your dairy aisle. Let's go on a journey here, okay?
I think what's really interesting is the innovation and product development. I mean, you were talking about it earlier, just how it's not your mother's dairy aisle anymore, because manufacturers, they're addressing the constantly changing and emerging health and consumer trends and dietary needs. So we've got, exotic flavor combos and full fat options and no fat options and dairy alternatives. There really is something for everyone. one. And another thing that they're addressing is packaging. I think, you know, we all have this sort of grab and go lifestyle these days. So everything you see in the dairy aisle is available in sort of single serve, individually wrapped. So, you know, whether it's cheese, yogurt, milk, juice, and these wonderful little combo snack packs that you just throw in your bag, your backpack, back of your car, and you're good to go for the day. It's really quite something. I mean, it's so many, you know, recipe ideas as well. I mean, I wish you had a picture. And if people go to easyhomemeals.com, they can get the recipes of the things I'm talking about today. But, you know, from breakfast to lunch to dessert, for breakfast, you know, we all want something sort of nutritious and high in protein that's going to keep us full and out the door. We're so incredibly busy during the summer. So it's as easy as an English muffin with egg whites and melted cheese and maybe a little Canadian bacon on top, beautiful cold glass of organic milk or side of yogurt if you want. I mean, yogurt, there's just so many types and flavors and different kinds of milks and milk alternatives. So, you know, you're never at a loss to sort of satisfy everybody. Mm-hmm. And then for lunch, I'm become absolutely obsessed with grilled cheese sandwiches and how I can, like, bump up my
grilled cheese sandwiches are back? I love it.
Oh, my God. Did they ever
love it, yes.
I have one on set here that I've made with three cheeses, and then it's a little over the top, I know, but I use a bacon cheddar dip. Mm-hmm. And I spread it over and put in the sandwich, put the cheeses on, melted. And I always have an abundance of, I stock up on hard and soft cheeses, grated cheeses, because you never know, you know, when you're going to be called up to make the ultimate grilled cheese sandwich, or people coming over last minute, ding dong, we're here, and you've got a cheese platter. Serve that with some wine, and you're good to go.
Exactly. Well, you know, the dairy, I guess. Dairy department sales have just continued to increase every year. In 2015, something like $71 billion compared to $69 billion in 2014. And just because, you know, the season of summer is upon us and, you know, our lifestyle, you know, some of our habits and routine are adjusting to the summertime. And as you say, we're a little bit in a hurry. But just because we're in a hurry doesn't mean, you can't be creative, right?
Yeah. I think we all tend to, especially in the winter, you're like by March, you're just kind of like, you're in such a rut.
Right.
And it's so nice to have, you know, the new produce and the fruits and the vegetables that are all coming out. I mean, I have a fruit tart on set here that's got blackberries and blueberries, and it's made with Greek yogurt and cream cheese. So easy to make. And, you know, so few ingredients, and everybody loves it. And I've become, I always like to have, like, a signature drink. I always have my, you know, my cocktails, but my non-alcoholic drink. And I've got slushies are huge. They're so refreshing. Give you a little brain freeze, but they're delicious.
Yes, exactly.
And I have one here made with this orange juice and ice, and it's sweet, and it's, everybody loves them. So
yeah.
It's just, there's just such a myriad of recipe ideas and inspiration in your dairy aisle. You know, and we're all, the other thing is, like, you know, I tend to entertain more. In the wintertime, I kind of go hole up in my apartment and say, everybody get away. But in the summertime, you know, you open up the backyard and there's so many options, again, that make entertaining quick and easy and actually fun.
Yeah, there's just something about the summertime, you know, where it does bring people together, no doubt about it. I want to go back and talk a little bit about the what I would call the REDs, ready-to-eat desserts. What they have done and how innovative that whole genre has become is incredible, huh, Cece?
Yeah, I mean, rice puddings, I mean, everything from, like, I'm discovering this whole new world of ready-made mashed potatoes, ready-made macaroni and cheese. And I was kind of like, well, I'm a chef. I can mash my own potatoes. And then my brother brought it for Thanksgiving this year, these mashed potatoes.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I don't want to ever mash another potato as long as I live.
Well, because now you can spend your time putting extra things on it to even add your own little signature, right?
And don't you think I don't.
I know you do.
Don't you think I don't. Yeah, I mean, the desserts, the pudding packs, it's just incredible. And just the flavors of yogurt, I mean, those are desserts. I mean, you know, Boston cream pie yogurt, chocolate, you know, chocolate decadent. I saw red velvet yogurt, red velvet cake yogurt.
Mm. Oh,
and
wow.
I'm like, I gotta try that. I mean,
yeah.
I just like go bananas, and it changes their seasonal flavors. I go bananas. I just stock up, and especially, you know, June Dairy Month coming up. There's so many great specials and coupons. You check with your local grocer, and you just pack your refrigerator full so you're ready to go.
Well, Cece, I understand we got a chance for our audience to win a $5,000 grand prize.
Right?
Uh-huh. Oh, how
so,
cool
yeah.
is that? What do they have to do?
Well, do the chicken dance? No,
yeah. Oh, well, hey, I'm just asking. I know you. You're fun and crazy. I'm with you, you know?
That's all, is to show themselves doing the chicken dance. National Frozen Refrigerated Foods Association is sponsoring this in honor of June Dairy Month. And it's a $10,000 sweepstakes. You can enter every day until June 30th and win $5,000. And also, you go on easyhomemeals.com. Check out the recipes there. I mean, you talk about ways to get yourself out of your recipe rut. There is so many great ideas there that will inspire you and get you, you know, get you cooking, get you in the dairy aisle and picking out all these fabulous things.
Well, once again, Cece, you've given us another journey in a different part of the store, and now I'm going to be looking at the dairy aisle in a whole new way. And of course,
you're never going to leave it.
And you made me hungry, and I don't have the ultimate grilled cheese sandwich here with me in the studio, you know. So it's always always a delight.
3 hours away by airplane.
Well, I'm going to be there in a couple weeks.
Oh, good.
You know? Yeah, I'm coming up to the city because I just love the theater and. You know, and I haven't been there in a long time during summer, so I said, oh, what the heck, we'll go out there and check
theater.
It out. Yeah,
let me know
fun.
If you need any ideas.
Exactly. Well, Cece Carmichael moved to New York City from Washington, D.C., where she pursued an acting career, appearing on stage, television, over 150 commercials in 1998, following a passion for food and cooking. She graduated from the Institute of Culinary Education, becoming a personal chef, and going on to start a catering company. And, of course, here we are. We're so fortunate to have her with us today, a trained chef. Lifestyle expert, TV personality, Cece, as always. Hey, have a happy June National Dairy Month, huh?
I really did. I hope you do too. Enjoy New York and enjoy your summer. It's so great talking to you again.
Always, Cece. Take care. Alrighty.
Bye-bye.
This report brought to you by SC Johnson. SC Johnson is renaming its insect science research centers in Racine, Wisconsin, and Shanghai, China, to the SC Johnson Institute of Insect Science for Family Health. It is also expanding new research centers, reflecting the company's 60-year leadership in entomological research and longtime commitment to family health. SC Johnson hopes to raise awareness and education in preventing insect-borne diseases such as malaria, dengue, Zika, and West Nile virus for families around the world and while traveling during summer months. SC Johnson is committed to improving quality of life for people all over the world through education. Educational programs and sustainable business solutions to help strengthen at-risk communities in developing countries. Dr. Tom Mascari, entomologist, SC Johnson.
At SC Johnson, we are committed to advancing the sciences of insect biology, physiology, and toxicology. We use this knowledge to help educate families on mosquito bite prevention and awareness of insect-borne illnesses, as we have for the last 60 years.
For more information on how to keep your family protected from mosquitoes, visit scjohnson.com.
Attention, this is a public notice from Citizens Disability. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right if you suffer from physical and mental disability. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, Citizens Disability can help. You'll be given an advocate who will evaluate your situation, handle your application, and deal with Social Security. Best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. We only get paid if you win your case. There are a number of conditions that can make you eligible for disability benefits, many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call Citizens Disability today to get started with your free, no-obligation consultation. 800-989-1396. 800-989-1396. 800-989-1396. That's 800-989-1396.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there, just waiting for your glass.
With the ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Martinez, live.
You're the almighty God, right? You know everything. You're everywhere all at once. You have limitless power. Yet somehow, you let my little girl die. But she needed you most. You abandoned her.
I never left her.
If you are who you say you are, where were you when I needed you?
When all you see is your pain, you lose sight of me.
I know you see.
What a great, great scene from the movie The Shack. Boy, when you, when all you can see is your pain, you lose sight of God. And boy, very, very powerful. And speaking of which, we have the ultimate Shack pack that we're giving away. It's courtesy of Lionsgate. It includes the Shack Blu-ray DVD, Shack Grow Sticks that are so cool. I mean, even Bob Walaszewski can do this. All you gotta do is plant water and watch your flowers grow. So even if you don't think you have a green thumb, boy, they make it easy. So, that's included in the pack. Also, music inspired by the Shack digital DC, CD, I should say. And all you got to do is just drop me an email. Tell me you want to be in the running. Include your address, bill@billmartinezlive.com. We've got lots of entries. Just keep them coming in. We've got more to give away this week, and I'd be happy to put one in the mail for you with our congratulations. All compliments of Lionsgate. No purchase necessary, by the way. Remember, The Shack is now available on Blu-ray, DVD, and digital HD. For more info about The Shack, go to shack.movie. All the information is right there. And speaking of Bob Walaszewski, the Green Thumber himself is with us. Yes, we love Bob Walaszewski, and we love Mondays because we get a chance to talk movies and family-friendly movies. Bob, of course, focuses on the family's director of media and culture, and director of Focus's world-famous Plugged In department, which features the popular Plugged In website at PluggedIn.com. Hey, Robert, good weekend. All of a sudden, everybody's a little bit happier. Did some big money this past weekend. Thank you very much, Wonder Woman, huh?
Yeah. You know, Wonder Woman is one of the more principled superheroes in the DC comic universe. So unlike some superheroes like the latest Batman, The Dark Knight, who just always seems like he needs therapy to me, or even Iron Man. You know, he's just kind of, right, you know, struggling with, okay, so he made a really cool suit, but, you know, he doesn't have the personality at times to go in that suit. Mm-hmm. But the older Superman was one of those principled ones. The newer one, the fights Batman, I honestly can't understand. Never could figure out why they had to fight each other. But Wonder Woman, that makes sense to me. She is a woman who rails against injustice. She weeps over the horrors of war. By the way, war in this case is World War One, and she believes in goodness, truth, and love. And I'm like, good.
Yes.
This is not Deadpool. This
That's
is
right.
a superhero that you can go, yes, I can root for you. So, you know,
well,
the fact that it made $100 million, by
wow.
the way, you said it
yes.
did very well. You didn't get yeah. the dollar figure, but $100 million over the weekend. It was predicted after they saw the early Friday figures. People were doing the math and said, this could make $100 million.
Yeah.
It wound up making $100 million. So.
And what, another $100 million internationally as well? So
yes.
it paid for itself in its first weekend out. Warner Brothers says hallelujah.
Yeah, I'm sure we'll see Wonder Woman too. They're probably already signing the contract today, if not soon, just to make sure no one goes away here.
Were you surprised at this? I got to tell you, I was a little surprised. I thought it would do well, but not this well. And maybe it was just we had some pent up, dollars or something, because last weekend, Memorial Weekend, didn't do all that well.
No, Pirates of the Caribbean made just a mere $62 million. A lot of people thought it would make like $100 million, and it didn't. And Baywatch was the other film that came out last weekend, and Memorial Day weekend, and it bombed. Yay! I'm actually happy about that one. It's like, who wants Baywatch, a hard R movie to see? But
exactly.
What surprised about Wonder Woman? Yeah, you know, I knew it was going to do well. I probably would have said in the $80 million. So
yeah.
the fact that it went $20 million over what I thought, you know, would have predicted, you know, it's not a big surprise. But I was hearing things like even people here Focus on the Family that were surprising me that said, you know, guys that were saying my wife definitely wants to go see this movie, and I was starting to get a little bit of an understanding that they're probably. Whereas a lot of superhero movies appeal to guys, and the guys will bring along their wives or girlfriends or their dates.
Right.
This one seemed to appeal both, and it probably was a lot of wives dragging their husbands and boyfriends this time around and say, hey, let's go see this one. You know?
Yeah, the chick flick, huh? And a chick flick in more ways than one, because we had the first female director, right?
Yes. Not first female director, like in a major superhero movie. Yes, yes.
Right, exactly. And so, everything just went behind this, and grand slam home run for them. That's awesome.
Yeah, now I had, just so people that are listening or, you know, they're saying, well, he seems to be really, really favorable about this film. There's a lot about it I like. Again, I say she's one of the most principled superheroes. I really did like that. I had a little bit of problem, and I know it goes back to the 1941 comic books, so it's not like a recent addition that they stuck in, but the main villain of this film is a Greek god named Ares, who we learn in the film that Zeus created all of mankind, and then Ares, the Greek god, killed off all the other gods, and he's the one surviving god. And so, I know parents can talk through that, and it's not like, you know, a reason to stay home, but I have to admit, when I'm hearing it and I'm in the theater and they're saying, and Zeus created all of mankind, no, Zeus really didn't, but
right.
hey,
yeah.
you know.
Well, that's when, you know, it's like, that's like the chalk hitting the chalkboard in the wrong direction. You just hear that, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like,
so, and when this Ares is the main villain of the film, and it's in World War One, I kind of wanted a little bit more World War One battle scenes. There were some, but the main emphasis of the film is Wonder Woman taking on Ares, and having some very prolonged, long battles together as she takes on this Greek god. And as you might imagine, someone's got to win, and who might that be? But I could have done more with some more World War One scenes, because I kind of like, okay, you could put her in there. I mean, they did at times. They mm-hmm. just didn't keep her there. So anyways, really quickly, it was about Wonder Woman's name is Diana. She's raised on this all-female island of warriors. They're called Amazons. Mm-hmm. And one day, Chris Pine's character, World War One pilot, crashes off the coast of her island. She rescues him. She sees him crash, and then he tells her about World War One, and she's going to leave her island and go fight World War One if she can. Mm-hmm. Really, she's determined to go fight the god that she believes is behind World War One, again, mm-hmm. this Ares guy. So.
Right. Well, and the number two, Captain Underpants, that juvenile movie.
I'll tell you what, Bill, here's the, you know, you wonder, why did they make a film called Captain Underpants? Well, yes. You can see the fact that it's number two at the box office, and not a lightweight number two. I mean, we're almost $24 million over the opening weekend. So even though you probably don't know a single person that went, and I don't know a single person that went, there were 12 Captain Underpants books. The first one came out in 1997. They've been translated into 20 different languages, go figure, selling, and get this, Bill, 70 million copies
collectively. Wow.
So was it inevitable to get an animated film on the big screen? Yes. And so those 70 million readers around the world, some of them showed up over the weekend to pay homage to this George and Harold, who are fourth grade best buds who hypnotize their principal with a ring they find in the breakfast cereal and tell him he's Captain Underpants, and thus begins a lot of scatological humor. I mean, a lot. But in fairness, these guys are not bullies, and they're not mean guys. Mm-hmm. They're just big goof-off guys who can't stand the principal. And, of course, the principal is awfully mean, and so we can't either. As viewers of the film, we're like, I don't like that principal, you know, but he's overly bearing and overly authoritarian. So we don't like him either, and they're just goof-offs. And so when they hypnotize the principal, they're not doing it for meanness. They're not doing it to do anything to harm their fellow students or anything. They're just goof-offs. So I guess that's a little better than if they were bullies.
Right, exactly.
So, okay, yeah.
Well, United Kingdom DVD release tomorrow, right?
Yes, and I really like this one. And for our listeners who are looking for something to rent, maybe even this weekend, and go to your local Redbox, pick up United Kingdom. It tells the story of Prince Khama, of what we now call Botswana. Mm-hmm. It wasn't in 1947 when he's studying at Oxford.
Yes.
He meets this white English lady, falls in love, and he decides he better not have a relationship because it's not going to go over well.
Exactly. Back home. Yeah.
Or hers. Yeah. Mm. But it's a true story, based on a true story. I really liked it. I thought it was a really well told story.
Well, that's going to be a good one for the weekend to catch up on. If you haven't seen it, boy, you're missing something real special. That's for sure. Bob Waliszewski from Focus on the Family. Thank you, Robert. Appreciate it.
You betcha, Bill. Talk next week.
Hi, John here again. After another month of being on several supplements from Synergistic Nutrition, including Synergy One, the Andreas Black Cumin Seed Oil, and other supplements, I've lost another 10 pounds for a total of 20 pounds. My belt size has been reduced by 1 3/4 inches. My knees don't ache as much anymore, and I'm walking my dogs twice as long as I did a month ago. I sleep very well and have a lot more energy. I noticed that when I cut myself accidentally, that I was bleeding much more profusely and that the blood was bright red. Previously, I didn't bleed much at all. It was dark red in color. So I know this protocol is working to keep my blood healthy. Additionally, I now have the energy to do calisthenics several times a week, in addition to the extra walking. My hunger has been reduced a lot. I take 2 shakes a day, along with each meal.
Call Synergistic Nutrition at 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com. That's sacredseedoils.com.